If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws about purity according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. It's about a couple of episodes that we've started talking about the rules related to the travelers' prayers and fasting. And we'd like to continue along the same line with Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, let me ask you this question, because last time when you were speaking about, if I'm not mistaken, about the seventh condition, you talked about those people whose job is traveling. First of all, I want to ask you to delineate this concept and elaborate on it a little bit more for our dear audience. And what do you mean by someone whose job is traveling? And sometimes you see that some people's job requires traveling, like a driver, a chauffeur, a sailor, a shepherd, or even nomads, when you talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Some people's jobs require some kind of preliminary acts of traveling.
Yes.
What do you mean by this? So does that include, this rule apply to all of his, for example, this guy's prayer or fasting?
Well, when it comes to traveling being someone's job, I think it seems to be incorrect to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Probably we should paraphrase it in some way to make it more clear.
Mm-hmm.
A person does not travel for the sake of traveling.
Yes.
So it's not, it cannot be a job, it cannot be a profession whatsoever. Because everyone travels for a purpose. And in order to reach a point or go to a place to do some, let's say, job, okay? Whether you are, for example, a shepherd or, let's say, a driver, you are not driving for the sake of driving. You are carrying something. You are, let's say, going to a place in order to deliver something. So it is actually, we have to say it, a job which involves traveling. And that could be a proper, paraphrase for what some of the scholars, like late Imam Khomeini, for example, he has said one whose job is traveling. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So one whose job is traveling, you can put it in this way, that one who travels as a part of his job. His job requires him to travel. So when it comes to the preliminary to someone's job, if you want to do a job, you need to travel. Like, for example, in modern time, the factories are outside the city. They remain to be, like, let's say, 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers, even 100 kilometers. People in metropolitan cities, they cannot work in the cities. They have to travel. They have to drive to those workplaces. And, of course, these workplaces are located very far from the city. And of course, if a person is habitually going back and forth, he does not have to shorten his prayer, because this is a normal part of his life and this is very routine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and someone who's traveling, let's say
traveling is his livelihood.
Yeah, he travels like say once every 10 days. Or even more than once, So he should, of course, offer complete prayers, and he should observe fast as well.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back, and don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. It's me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the rules related to the travelers' prayers and fasting with Sheikh Javed. Sheikh Javed, you talked about one of the conditions as to shorten the prayer. Because of that condition, if it happens, and that is about actually, residing in a place, in an area for a while. So if somebody, for example, has to stay somewhere like exceeding 1 year, or a soldier, in order to complete his military service, he needs to stay there for about two years, right? So is it obligatory for him to, intend to stay there for at least 10 days after each trip so that they could perform the prayers, for example, in full or, fast during the month of Ramadan? Or what rule applies to their prayers and fasting if they intend to stay for less than 10 days?
Yeah. There are a lot of such people who encounter such questions. We have students, we have there are soldiers, working with the army, and of course they stay, they are recruited soldiers. Now they just, as you said, as you rightly mentioned, they stay in a city for 1 year or less, okay? So according to His Eminence, even if they do not intend to stay and stay there, since they are going to practically stay in a city, because their plans and everything is clear, they decide to stay in a city for 1 year or more or less, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So according to His Eminence, in this given case that you just mentioned, they should offer full prayer and of course fast in that city.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, what about the pilots or flight attendants? What happens to their prayers and fasting, because they're constantly on their fly, from one base to another, from one airport to another, all right? They travel a large distance.
Yes, of course.
And some of them, they may be back quickly, by the way, all right?
Yeah.
So what happens to their Sharia distance?
You're right. Well, they should follow the rules that are applicable to drivers, to sellers, to those people who frequently travel,
mm-hmm.
and who go back and forth. They travel from one airbase to another airbase, to one airport to another airport. And these are people who are literally called professional travelers. Yes. Again, I'm using the word professional travelers. Traveling is not a profession, but they, as part of their job, they should travel.
Mm-hmm.
A pilot is someone who cannot, who must travel. And of course, these are people who should, follow the rules which are applied to car drivers, to, sellers, and so on and so forth. So therefore, their rule in this regard is the rule of car drivers or sellers or
chauffeurs.
And these are people during their traveling, and they have to pray full, and their fasting is also valid.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice contribution to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We try to talk about some of the questions and answers related to travelers, prayers, and fasting. But of course, there are lots of other questions that are remaining, and we'd like to postpone them to the upcoming episode. So stay with us. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير.